Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This one is from Shawanda in Raleigh. Shawanda writes, "My husband has been putting his name on food in our fridge and pantry since our son came home from the military." Yeah. "He tried to rationalize it, but it's very rude and our son feels unwelcome. How do I stop my husband from being selfish?"
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, dog.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, no, that military boy that came in there eating, though, he got a hell of an appetite. He eat a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my name on here.
He's eating, but you know what?
Yeah. I don't have a suggestion for you. I don't know how to do that.
What?
You ain't never had your name on stuff in the refrigerator? You ain't never had that?
When?
Well, I tell you what, I take that back. I bet you could nobody open that refrigerator and get nothing that belonged to Slick Harvey out of there.
Mm.
Now, could they?
Okay.
No, that's why I ain't never had that. First of all, when I lived at home, the last time I lived at home, I was 17. So I didn't really.
Really?
I couldn't. It wasn't really nothing to go in there and eat, so.
Yeah. Oh, Steve.
I mean, we wasn't starving or nothing like that, but we didn't have no, went all our own damn extras and all this here.
Extras?
And, extra egg in here? Nothing
like that. All this here, so, you know, we always had food. We was never hungry, so.
Right. Yeah.
We didn't have that. And then when I lived on my own, I ain't had nobody. I don't know, man. I don't know how to do that, you know?
She just wants a suggestion, to tell her husband.
It's food. And then I guess I'm out of touch because it's been a while since I had to, you know, ration.
A lunch bag or something.
That's what you should eat there. Where don't rations the military get? Eat them. That's what you should eat. The ration bag. Yeah. That's what you eat. Yeah.
I don't really know how you know your husband. I mean, your husband, he go.
When do he go back? That's what we need to know.
He's home for good.
He's home. But here's the deal. What happened was the husband went in there one day to get something, and he had been looking for it, and it was gone.
Absolutely.
And he went, I'll be damned. But it happened more than once.
And it was his favorite. He was looking for
Yeah, so he had
nothing to do with the service. They got nothing to do with the service. We appreciate the service. This refrigerator ain't got nothing to do with the service.
Really?
Yeah. Next one, Shirley. We ain't got no answer for this.
This is cold. It is.
All right, I don't give a damn about your service for your country. Now that we get that out the way. Appreciate your service and all that. You got your check. Thank you.
Wow.
Go get you some money.
My ass better not go in here and get nothing else. I'm just talking about this situation. I ain't talking about the military overall.
All right. Morris in Chicago writes, I was FaceTiming a female coworker and my wife got upset. She asked me why I needed to see her while we were talking. It was a business call, so I asked her for privacy. I'm working from home now. How do I get my wife to leave me alone?
Bruh.
She's done that.
That FaceTime and the coworker. I hate FaceTime. It's business.
You hate your face.
I know because of COVID, Zooms became big. We on Zoom now because of that.
Yeah, we are. Hey.
And, you know, it's been a very helpful thing. But she not going to, hey, man, just remember, your wife ain't going to stop being a woman, dog. She not finna stop being a woman.
Even when it's business.
Bro, why you got to see her, though? That's what the wife want to know. Call her why you got to see her.
He would see her if he had to go in the office.
Yeah, he wanted privacy.
If he had to work, if he had to work in the office and they had to talk face to face, he would see her then.
Yep,
That's going to be his point.
Okay. So what you and Shirley saying is y'all cool with this, okay? All right.
I mean,
I ain't secure like this.
Okay.
Hey, Junior, Tommy, I can tell you right now.
Now, is she on FaceTime naked and how all this is out?
The only reason why I can look at Shirley calling Monica is because they employed here.
And the chick is attractive. I'm just telling you what the problem is.
you tell me what you know.
Be fine. Okay. That's what the problem is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to Trina in Phoenix. Trina says, I'm dating a guy that is not handsome. But he's got other characteristics. I messed up by allowing my girls to talk bad about him in the beginning. Now that I'm really starting to like him, looks don't matter. How do I get them to stop the jokes?
Well, first of all, half them ain't got nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Misery love company. And I think what you should do is you should start flashing and flexing some of the attributes of the ugly ass dude. You know, start showing some of the things that
Wait
he does
minute.
Well, you know.
Wait, she said he was not handsome. Okay.
That's an ugly ass dude.
If you're not handsome.
That's cold.
I'm not handsome.
If you're not handsome, there's a reason why somebody said you was not handsome. A person has to have a reason for that. You don't just go up to people and go, you know, oh my God, you're not handsome. Somebody is in front of you and you had to. You know, and ladies, all of you have done it. You have had an unattractive man approach you and actually hit on you. Uh-huh. And you sat there in your mind going, what do I have on today to make this ape-looking ass think he got a chance with me? This troll ass looking man done walked up to me. Now you got to go in the bathroom and see what you got on. Did I put it on wrong? Is my makeup off today? Goodness. Did my hair not done? What made him think he had a shot? Cause let me tell you something, man. Ugly ass dudes, they brave. They got to be. They've learned
not
it
handsome.
Over the years.
They brave.
Ugly ass dudes is courageous. Courageous.
Tommy,
ugly ass
so quiet?
Dudes is courageous.
I don't know. I don't have no ugly problem. I don't know nothing about that.
So you can't relate to this
at all.
Question at all.
At all.
Boy, please.
Man. Because Steven and Junior are really talking on this.
I'm telling you right now.
They got a lot of ugly comments. That's what they do. Let them talk.
That's why I became a great conversationalist. I had jokes. I'd get you laughing and... You know, I learned early.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to Denny's. You don't order nothing. If they need that Grand Slam, you got $5. Go and make this an evening and be entertained and laugh and just keep smiling. Cause the moment I quit smiling, there it is. There it is right there.
All right, thank you, CLO. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
You might think financial crime is all about money.
but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.